Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty in Port Huron. I would like to go to work for you. Contact me at 810-650-6255 or email me at jeff@porthuronhomes.com.
7:40 on this Monday morning. We're getting very close to the August primary on August 4th, so let's talk about it. Joining us right now is the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk, Bob Buechler. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
I should point out that you're the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk, but the stuff we're going to be talking about really applies across the board, no matter where you live in Michigan, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, August 4th is rapidly approaching. We have got several convenient ways for voters to cast a ballot, and we've got some deadlines coming up to make everybody aware of. Because municipalities are allowed to pre-process absentee ballots now, meaning tabulate them before Election Day, the deadline to spoil your absentee ballot, if it's already been received by the clerk, is this Friday. So if you, cast your absentee ballot early and your candidate dropped out, or you realize you mistakenly split the ticket, which will result in an error when the ballot goes to be tabulated. You have until Friday at 5 p.m. or whenever the clerk's office closes to get a hold of your clerk and request a new ballot, basically spoil the one that you have and get a new one. Early voting, in-person voting starts on Saturday, and that is mandated statewide, 9 days of early voting between July 25th and August 2nd. Municipalities are able to add more if they want to. I'm not sure that any in the county have added more, but for Fort Gratiot voters, we're doing all four precincts at the Township Hall, the polls will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For those 9 days. So that's 2 weekends worth of voting. If you're busy working during normal business hours during the week. And early voting is really just like voting in person on Election Day. You'll be issued your ballot and you get to feed it into the tabulator. We don't run any results tape on the early voting. We're not actually, getting records of who voted for what until after the polls close on Tuesday night.
You mentioned splitting the ticket, and I think it's important to remember that in a primary election, you can't, for one office, say, I want this Democrat, and for this office, I want this Republican, right?
Correct. So, this is the primary election in August. Republican and Democrat candidates are on the ballot in the partisan section, and that's from federal offices, Senate on down to local township offices if there are any openings. Yes, so you need to choose a party and stick with that party in the partisan section. If you split the ticket, the tabulator will not like it. It will beep at you very angrily. In person, you have a choice to either cast the ballot with the mistake. What will happen is it will try and tabulate all the votes it can outside of the partisan section. So if there are any nonpartisan races or ballot proposals like millage renewals, it will still tabulate those. Or you can spoil your ballot and get a new one. So that's the biggest instruction we give out to voters for this primary election, and really the biggest mistake we see on ballots.
What's the deadline, or roughly the deadline, for requesting a mail-in ballot?
So you can still request a mail-in ballot all the way up until the Friday before the election. I'm not sure off the top of my head what that date is, but yeah, Friday at, I think it's 4 p.m., the weekend before the election is the deadline to request in writing an absentee ballot.
All right. And then as soon as you get that absentee ballot, the sooner you get it put in the mail, the better, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Mail, post office does an amazing job with processing ballots. My understanding is they still treat them like priority mail, even though, they're not, we don't pay for priority mail to ship them out. So they do an amazing job attempting to basically get all the ballots in their possession to clerks on election day, to the extent that postmasters themselves are hand delivering ballots to clerks' offices throughout the day on election day. So the sooner the better. If you are concerned about the mail being slow, you can always drop it off at your municipality, either in person, or we do have drop boxes. The other option, if you want to, you're able to bring your absentee ballot with you to the polls and feed that through the tabulator as well. So I know we've had a lot of changes to election laws the past several election cycles, and, mm-hmm. and that was another one of the positive changes that makes it more convenient for voters to cast a ballot.
Talking with the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk, Bob Buechler, what do you need to bring with you to vote?
So if you're already registered to vote, we are going to ask for a picture ID when you come to the polls. If for some reason you don't have that in your possession, you know, accidentally left it in the car because you're running around doing 80 different things, as long as you're registered to vote, we can, you know, double check your identity, and we have those voters without an ID fill out an affidavit saying that they are registered to vote. They are who they say they are, but they just don't have their ID on them. If you're not registered to vote, especially, because we're getting very close to election day, you'll need to go to your clerk's office. We'll need a photo ID and proof of residency, something showing that you've lived in whatever township you want to register in for the last 30 days. So that can be a pay stub with your address on it, a bill, a utility bill. Those are probably the easiest ways to prove your residency.
You mentioned a few changes in the law that, and this mainly pertains to how the ballots are counted, that, you know, you're able to tabulate those early voting ballots. Things. Is it going to make the results come out a little bit earlier, do you think, on election night?
For the bigger municipalities, definitely. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the smaller municipalities and even, you know, City of Port Huron, we've gotten very good at, you know, setting up a team to tabulate absentee ballots. It's called the AV Counting Board. Mm-hmm. So they've gotten really good at their job. You know, they start on Tuesday. We lock them in a room and we don't let them out until they're done tabulating mm-hmm. everything. So we're pretty good about getting results as quick as we can. Bigger municipalities, you know, City of Detroit, and I think most major municipalities are tabulating early. So yes, that should absolutely get the bigger cities' results much quicker.
Once the polls close, the votes are tabulated, then you take them to the county clerk's office,
yep.
right?
So when the polls close at 8, anybody that's in line is still able to vote. So once all the voters have been processed through, then we shut the polls down. The workers at the polling places do a bunch of end-of-the-night paperwork, seal everything up so that chain of custody is preserved, and bring it back to the township hall. We have what's called a receiving board. A couple of employees go through all the paperwork, make sure everything is correct. And then, once we get all of the paperwork reviewed and finalized, I hike it down to the county clerk's office, and then they post all the results online.
If anybody has any questions about how to vote, where to vote, when to vote, where can they find information?
So best place to look is the Secretary of State's website. It's michigan.gov/vote. That will take you to the voter information kind of, it's a hub. You put in some personal information so we know it's you, and then it'll tell you if you're registered to vote, where your polling place is. You can look at a sample ballot. If you've got an AV ballot, it will tell you, you know, where it is in the chain of custody, if it's still in the mail, if it's been received by the clerk. Other good thing is to call your local clerk or check your local municipality's website regarding early voting, any changes in polling places on election day, all that kind of good stuff.
For most of us, it feels like there's a long time between the primary in August and the general election in November. But for people like you that work in elections as a clerk, That's a pretty short window, isn't it?
Oh, it's a very short window. Yep. So we're, I mean, clerks are already looking forward to November. So we're already, you know, ordering more supplies for that election, more absentee ballot envelopes and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So we have, it's a pretty short window in between August and November, especially if you throw in recounts or any challenges or anything like that. That definitely, it gets a little busy in between those couple of months for us.
Well, good luck. Don't forget to get out and vote. There's so many ways that you can vote now, whether it's by mail, in person, early voting, on election day. There's no excuse to not vote if you want to cast a ballot.
Absolutely. Voters made it clear they wanted more convenient options to vote. In 2018, we passed no reason absentee voting, and in 2022, we passed early voting. So, yeah, definitely a lot of convenient ways to vote. We still have the semi-voted stickers from last election cycle, so anyone that comes out to vote early can get the old contest stickers. And then for November, the state has done a new contest for the I voted stickers, so those will be available in November.
All right, good stuff, Bob. Appreciate it. Thanks so much for all the information.
Absolutely.
Bob Buechler, the Fort Gratiot Township Clerk, with us on WPHN. Let's check weather real quick.